Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 51 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It is the start of a new week, and we are about to wrap up the book of Deuteronomy between today and tomorrow, which means that we will have completed the entire five books, the Torah, or the Pentateuch, which is a great milestone for each of us who have been on this journey. I want to welcome those of you who are returning and those who might be new for the first time. It is no better time to join than today, so thank you for being here with us. Today we'll be going through Deuteronomy chapters 30 through 32, Psalm number 51, and Proverb number 20. Now, I will not be reading the scriptures for us today and tomorrow as I am heading out of town and I'm a little strapped for time, but I will offer some devotional thoughts as well as a prayer for today and tomorrow, which is Tuesday. And Wednesday we'll be back to the old format where I do read some of the scriptures as well. So friends, without further ado, let us get into God's word, but let's start with prayer. Gracious and eternal God, we give you thanks for this day, this new week that is before us. We pray that we would make the most out of this day and this week. Help send forth your Holy Spirit so that we might understand your word and that your truths may be applied to our lives. Order our steps, direct our paths, so that we might glorify you in all ways. Amen. Well, if you recall, as we started off the book of Deuteronomy, I explained that Deuteronomy is kind of like a really long sermon that Moses gave as he and the people were just on the edge of the wilderness and the promised land, right before they were going to cross over. Moses knew that he was not going to be entering into the promised land because of his sin at the place of the rock, where the Hebrew people were thirsty, they were parched, and God said, just go to the rock and speak to it, and water will come out. It'll reveal my glory, this is God speaking, so that I can be proven holy. But when Moses went there, he struck the rock twice in his anger because of the Israelites being a grumbling people, and he disobeyed God in that action. So he and Aaron were unable to join the people in the promised land. So that's where they find themselves. Moses now is giving this sermon. He actually wraps it up in chapter 32, very, very lengthy sermon, but it's chock full of all the things that the people have learned along the way as they were being formed into God's people from the time of release from captivity in Egypt to where they are today, which, by the way, 40 years have passed. So this includes the law, for example, that they are to live by because they have a holy God in their presence, and so that they live lives that are pure and they have means for atoning for sins so that they could live in God's presence in this new Garden of Eden, so to speak, when they get into the promised land together. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, Moses invites the people to have a circumcised heart, a pure heart, so that they can live by the commands that God has given them, that they would have lives that are aligned to God's and not aligned to lowercase g gods that will be surrounding them. So he invites them to have a circumcised heart. Now, if you remember, circumcision was the mark of the covenant that was established through Abraham, where the foreskins of the male's parts were taken off. That was circumcision. It was an outward sign of an inward grace. It showed the people that they were God's people. But now Moses is saying that the real circumcision is to be had in the heart, where we have a changed heart. And that is an inward change that only God can make. And it would be an outward sign by the people living holy lives that would witness and speak to God's love and mercy and goodness to all around them. Now, that didn't happen during this time. It was the end goal, so to speak, and even Jeremiah the prophet spoke of this in the New Covenant. He said that we would have a new heart made within us, that God's law would be written upon the people's hearts. and God would be their God, and they should be God's people. That's from Jeremiah chapter 31. Now, for the Jesus followers out there, when you placed your faith in Jesus, something happened within us. There was a movement of grace. We call it justified grace in the Wesleyan world. And this is a time when God does something within us. God sees us as a new person, a new creation. He sees us as if he were seeing his son Jesus and what Jesus did for us. I always remember the word justified, and it's just as if I had never sinned. And so we are placed into the new creation. We are forgiven, and we have God's very presence, the Holy Spirit, living within us to direct us so that we can become more and more like Christ. That's the process of sanctification as we are growing in holiness, in collaboration with the Spirit's work and direction and conviction in our lives. In chapters 30 to 32, Moses is like, hey, if you all just live by this law, which, by the way, he was writing down in a book so that they would remember it because he wasn't going to be there, and he had basically a new up-and-coming leader taking his place, Joshua. So he wrote it in a book. He said, if you live by these words, you will be fine. You will live in this land, you will be blessed, God will be with you. But if you turn from this, if you turn your hearts away from God and you go chase after those other little g gods, lowercase g gods, then you are living outside of the covenant. You are taking refuge somewhere else other than God. And so all of these things can happen to you and will happen to you. The people will ravish you, you will be oppressed, and so on. And hey, even Moses, he busts out in song as his very last way of speaking to the people of Israel. And I would find that pretty compelling, right? You know, this is Moses who didn't even want to follow God because he said he couldn't speak well. Well, here he is. He's ending his ministry by singing this masterful song. So check that out in Deuteronomy chapter 32. And after that, God says, hey, you're going to go up to that mountain. It's a different mountain than where Aaron went, but you're going to die in the same way. You're going to be gathered to your people on top of that mountain. You'll see the promised land, but you won't get to go there with the folks. So that's where we end off in Deuteronomy chapter 32. Hope that you'll have some time to read through those chapters as well as the Psalm and the Proverb. And I just invite you all to remember that you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you who is constantly working on your heart and conforming your heart to God's template of Jesus Christ so that we might be more and more like Jesus in our lives so that we can live a life that is truly life, have that thriving and joyful, abundant life, but also so that we can share the goodness with others around us. So friends, I hope you have a very blessed rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow. God bless.